Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, and heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, magnificent, great, awesome, powerful, majestic. I like to hear Pastor Butler say, majestic King. Yes, that's the kind of God we serve. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask. You know, I went to prayer today at the church, and all I can say for about 10 minutes, all I could tell him was that I love him so much. I appreciate him. I honor him. There is no God like our God, and there is no God but our God. And I want you to ring that from the rooftops. Don't be ashamed of this. Romans, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, then to the Greek. I'm in love with this man named Jesus. I remember when I was a little boy, I have a gentleman here with me who'd known me since I was a kid, at least a teenager. And I remember him, he told me, he said, do you know you was crazy? I said, why'd you say that? He said, do you know you used to go in the middle of the airport, in the middle of the mall, and you would scream the name Jesus? This is what I would do, y'all. I remember when I was a kid or younger, a teenager, I would go to the mall. I would stop in the middle of the mall, and I would say, Jesus! And everybody would stop and look at me, and I would say, I just wanted to see how much power was in that name. And everybody called me crazy. It didn't matter to me, though, because I'm not ashamed of this. I'm a Jesus man. I'm in love with him. He's the lover of my soul, and I'm grateful to be used as a vessel. Hallelujah. I'm not a golden vessel. I'm not a silver vessel, but I am a yielded vessel. And I'm grateful to God to be used as a vessel to stir his people into intercession. That's all it is. God wants to talk to you. One preacher said prayer is when God comes to town. Well, I came to tell you that that's my assignment, because I want God to come to town in your life. I'm sick of the bondages and the strongholds. And Mother Good was talking to me today about something that the Lord revealed to her. It most definitely was a confirmation to a scripture that God's going to have me to preach tonight in Bible study. But I'm grateful to be a vessel that God is using to stir the people into prayer. If I'm known for nothing else, may I be known for pushing the body of Christ, whoever God has assigned me to strengthen your relationship with God. And listen, there's no way you can spend time with God and come out the same way. Absolutely impossible. If you spend time with him, he's going to begin to change. He's going to begin to work on you. Hallelujah to God. He's going to begin to show you things in your life that you have to fix, things that you got to master, things that you can't hold on to. It's very easy to hold on to things, but as you spend time with him, he'll begin to deal with you. And you know what I like about God? For this cause was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah to God. May the works of the enemy be destroyed in your life. May his plan, may his agenda, may his schemes, his plots, hallelujah, be destroyed in your life. So I am on fire. There is a fire. The old folk used to say there are joy bells ringing in my soul. There's just an excitement down on the inside of me for what he's about to do in the life of those who pray. And I pray that you are stirred all day. I pray that you are stirred all month. I pray that you pray like never before, because I understand that God can do nothing on the earth until somebody prays. And there are so many openings. There are so many openings that we give to the enemy. But tonight we're going to pray. We're going to stop some things. We're going to shut some things down, all right? You got to hear me. God can do nothing until you pray. God can do nothing in the earth until you intercede. God can do nothing in the earth until you pray, until you fast, until you give yourself to consecration. And one of the greatest weapons that you have against the enemy is prayer. And it's not just praying, but even praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8 declares, for we know not what we ought to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Hallelujah, and groanings which cannot be uttered according to the will of God. If you only knew the weapon of Kele de le Bandala Bakasoya, Lebrondolo Utala Mandele Leve Christia, Zikonune me klistala mantolo mahoya. Brankele be kletala yantana mahosa. If you only knew the weapon that was in that language, didi di andarabo, mundele be kefala, labanziri be klistolo montolo moya. My God, would you pray in the Holy Ghost? If you understood the power that was in praying in tongues, how you get refreshed. The Bible declares that the way you get refreshed is by praying in the Holy Ghost. You ever get discouraged? Pray in tongues. You ever feel depressed? Pray in tongues. You ever feel down? Pray in tongues. The Bible declares, hallelujah, that times of refreshing come as you pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody on this call needs to be refreshed. Somebody on this call needs to be renewed. You need to be strengthened. Well, all of that is done in prayer. Now, you must understand that you have to be sober and vigilant because we're getting ready to pray. You must be sober and vigilant because you have an adversary, the devil, who goes about as a roaring lion. He's always seeking whom he may devour. The devil is always looking for an opportunity. Remember now, he can only devour whom he may, seeking whom he may. What does that mean? He needs permission. He needs access. And the access is not from God. You are dead, according to Colossians chapter 3. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ and God. That's Bible. Hallelujah. That's what somebody says. That's Bible. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ and God. Can't get around that. You are dead. The devil can't get to you when he gets ready. Don't care what nobody tell you. The devil cannot get to you whenever he gets ready. You are hidden. Your life is hid with Christ in God. But there are things that I can do to hinder things from happening in my life. There are things that I can do to open a door and give the enemy access into my life. I just had a meeting with one of my members there in Houston. And I had a conversation with them, and I told them, I said, one way that you give the enemy access to your life is when you say things to other people that should only be said to your pastor. And she said, wow, what you mean by that? I said, you are giving other people access to attacks and fights and pouring into other people. That's one thing that I teach people at the church. Thank you for your counsel, but you only have one pastor. You only have one leader. My sheep know my voice, not voices. So I tell them, you don't confide in this one and confide in that one. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how sweet they are. I don't care how anointed they are. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much you appreciate them. I don't care how much they tell you this and tell you that. The devil is a liar. I tell, we have to be in order. God's a God of order. And I'm speaking this prophetically because I feel like the Lord would have me to say this. But God's a God of order. You know, there's one spiritual father, one spiritual leader there in KCC. It's only one. There's no spiritual mother in KCC. Of course, we have the mothers of the church, but nobody has daughters at the church. Nobody has that at KCC. There's only one spiritual father. I can talk about you be somebody's daughter. That's out of order. And anybody who says it is out of order. Bless the name of the Lord. So there are things that we do to make sure we don't open the door and give the enemy access. Because, see, when you go and talk about your problem to someone else, now you've opened the door and you open that warfare, expose something to a grace that is not anointed to handle what you're dealing with. Only the grace that is anointed to deal with what you're dealing with. It's just like when you have a lawyer and you're going through a situation. The first thing that your lawyer tells you is tell no one else. After you tell me, tell no one else. Because anything you say to anybody else can be used against you. It can incriminate you. So when you talk to this friend, or talk to that elder, or talk to that woman, or talk to that man, but you've not been directed, you are out of alignment with God, and you open a door for the enemy to creep in. I'm just telling you so many ways that the enemy can creep in our life, and we don't even recognize it because we talk too much. See, some of you talk. You just talk the talk. You have no watch over your mouth. You don't understand the power of your words. You don't understand that every idle word that you speak, you're going to give an account for it, all right? But not only are you giving an account for the words you say, the individual who hears now has to give an account for what they hear. You understand? So that's why it says, be not many masters, for yours is the greater condemnation. You have to be authorized to release counsel. You have to be authorized to release revelation and insight and wisdom. I'm very strict on certain things, and some people may say, "Well, Brother Khan, you control it." I'm not controlling. That's not my heart. You have to know me by the Spirit. I just understand the rules of engagement. I understand how the enemy operates and how he gets in. And some of you think you know stuff, but don't recognize that you open the door for the enemy to come in your life. I'm going to pray this prayer, and this is what we're praying today. It is Ephesians chapter 4. It says, neither give place to the devil. We are praying tonight that anywhere in our life that we've opened a door, anywhere in our life that we've given the devil access, anywhere in our life that we've caused the enemy to walk in, we are praying today that every access point of the enemy be shut off. We are praying that every door of the enemy be closed. Every door that we have opened, every access point that we have opened, every window that we have opened, we are praying today that as we clap our hands and intercede, that those doors are being closed and the devil has no access. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Tonight, as I lift my hands and pray, I'm sorry, you can't say that part. I just got stirred up. Say tonight, as I lift my hands and pray, every door in my life opened by the enemy, I command that door, close now, close now, close now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares, neither give place to the devil. And Father, in Jesus' name, as I pray, as your manservant, as your humble manservant, I come to you recognizing that there may be places in my life that I've given the devil access. There may be places in my life that I've given the enemy a crack. I've given him insight. But I pray today that as I lift my hands and as I pray and intercede on this call, every door that has been opened by the enemy, every door that I have opened and given the enemy access, may every door be closed today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that every door that I've opened through ignorance, every door that I've opened through rebellion, every door that I've opened through pride, every door that I've opened through ignorance, through rebellion, through pride, through vainglory, all right, through ambition. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that those doors are being closed today. Father, every window, every crack, every crevice, any place in my life that I've given the devil access, Father, I thank you that those doors are being closed today. I declare over my life a no enemy zone. I declare over my life a no access zone. The devil has no access. He has no access. I command no access to my life. I command no access to my children. I command no access to my family. I command no access to my church. I command no access to my business. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that has been done in any church that has given the enemy access, anything that is hung on a wall, Father, I ask any gift, any toy, halabashakalamanda, any symbol that is hanging in a house. Father, we understand that demons enter through pictures. Demons enter through symbols. There are things that we have in our home that are dedicated to idols, and we don't even recognize it. But I pray today that anywhere in my life that I've given access to the enemy, may the door be closed. Huh? Balabashata, Lemandele Bekodalabahaya, Labasikile, Romondolo Bokotaya, Menteneme, Menteneme, Menteneme Niasa, Sinono Mokundele Mikikara, Robolobosha, Shatalamande, Elebosa, Ziki Biancalamanda, Ruby Bibi Ashalaba, Lebandele Beosa. Balabaku kandele measoya indelele balabasha. Father, in the name of Jesus, any place in my life that I've given the enemy access through my words, through my being loose with my words, through conversation, Father, in Jesus' name, I repent of every ungodly conversation anywhere in my life where I've given the enemy access through my words,
through my thoughts. I repent today and I command every door to be closed. I seal every door with the blood of Jesus. I command that door to be closed and I throw away the key and I declare no access. Halabashata. I close that door. I close that door. I close that door. I put a blood wall and a blood shield around that door. I command a fence, a spiritual fence, with barbed wires to be around that door. No access. No access. No access. Halabasha. Yelebe kota. Lemande le masoya. Lebelebe kandilimi ansununa. Ribibibi andelebe koba. Lakalabashata. Shatalamandala momomosa. Lemendele mekikala. Robolobo kuturi bi anda. Nisalamande. Yeredi alabahasha. Heramosa. Handele mekikandala mohoya. Brankidi mekikaso. Lulandele beredi alabasha. Shatalamanda. Hey, malabasukuleleme. I command the door to be shut. Every door that I've opened through ignorance. Every door that I've opened through rebellion, every door that I've opened through disobedience, every door that I've opened through iniquity, every door that I've opened through pride, I command the door to close now. I command it to close now. I command it to close now. Hey, halabashata, romondeleme, lemandeleme kia, minananabasha, shandeneneniasaya, in the name of Jesus. The Bible declares, hallelujah, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, it said, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. We are praying for wisdom to operate in favor this month. We are praying for the wisdom of God to be able to operate and walk in the favor that we're supposed to have this month. We are praying for the wisdom to operate in favor, to walk in favor. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you for divine wisdom to walk in your favor now. Lift your voice and pray. The Bible declares in James chapter 1, O Lord, that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of you who giveth liberally and you upbraideth not. Father, there is favor that is attached to my life. There is favor that is attached to my business. There is favor that is attached to my corporation. There is favor attached to my name. There is favor attached to my church. There is favor attached to my pastor. Father, I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for divine wisdom on how to walk in favor. Favor to fulfill the assignment that you've given me to do. Thank you for wisdom on how to communicate. Wisdom on how to locate. Wisdom on how to move. That was the prayer of Solomon. Lord, grant unto me wisdom to go in and out among your people. I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for supernatural wisdom. I thank you for the wisdom of God that surpasses all understanding. I thank you for uncommon wisdom resting upon my life that shows me how to walk in favor, that shows me when to speak and showed me when not to speak. I thank you for favor, halabashata, and wisdom, hallelujah, to walk amongst mayors, wisdom to walk amongst kings, wisdom to walk amongst presidents, wisdom to walk amongst CEOs. I thank you for divine wisdom. Hey, balabasha, wisdom to minister to your people, wisdom to minister to young ladies and young men, wisdom to minister to drug dealers and prostitutes. Hey, sheke bebebe keshe, sheke bebebe keshe, le kalabaka shata, shata nana mashite, rebebebebe soto lamanda. Lilandelebe korobokula labakasa, zivu duvu dibi elevanda, ribibibibi kisa. Wisdom on how to receive, wisdom on how to be rebuked for my favor, wisdom on how to behave for my favor. I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for supernatural wisdom as I pray today. I thank you that wisdom is my portion. I thank you that wisdom is at the crown of my head. And I thank you that it flows out of my mouth and it flows out of my loins. Father, I lift up KCC Charlotte. I lift up KCC Houston. I lift up KCC Jacksonville. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hey, Malabashata, Lemandelebekoba, Rabaraban Sanene, Nenoromokuna. I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for uncommon wisdom. I thank you for supernatural wisdom. I thank you for wisdom beyond my years. I thank you for wisdom from the eternal. I thank you for ancient wisdom. I thank you for wisdom from the ancient of days on how to flow, on how to maneuver, on how to walk, on how to talk, so that I can have the favor that belongs to me in the month of November. Hey, mere me keshe le bande le be korabasha rabala mande le me asia sinono mo kukunde le beshe. I thank you for that wisdom. I praise you for that wisdom. I give you the glory for that wisdom. Wisdom be my portion. Wisdom rests in my belly. Wisdom rests on my tongue. Wisdom rests on my ears. Wisdom rests in my hands. Thank you for the wisdom of God. Thank you for the wisdom of God. Let wisdom rule my tongue. Let wisdom rule my mouth. Let wisdom rule my eyes. In the name of Jesus. Mulanamasha. Jemendele mekela mandala kazia. Zivo dovo hujava. Lama lama kashata la mandala kova. Ila basitelele bandala makuya. I hope I'm helping somebody. Come on, we're praying. We're praying today. I say we're praying today. And guess what we're praying today? This is our, I think this may be our last prayer point. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28, you are blessed in the cities and you are blessed in the fields. You are blessed when you come and you are blessed when you go. The fruit of your womb is blessed. That is the word of the Lord. We are decreeing today. Mendere bekuba shaka ukunini mikika salamanda. Ooh, I feel something coming on me. We are praying today that every blessing, we are praying today that every blessing that belongs to you, every blessing that is rightfully yours, every blessing that you're supposed to have. We're decreeing blessings are coming from unexpected quarters. We're declaring that they are locating you now. You are commanding blessings to locate you now. You are commanding blessings to locate you now. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I command blessings from unexpected places. Locate me now. 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 Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that wherever the sole of my feet should tread, you promised to grant it unto me. And tonight as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you that blessings are running me down. I call in blessing from the north, from the south, the east, and the west. Father, I call in blessings from unexpected places and unexpected quarters. I thank you that that blessing is locating me now. You know where you are. Open your mouth. Call out your address. Open your mouth. Call out your bank account. Open your mouth. Call out where you live. Call out where your bank is. Call it out. Call out the name of your bank. I thank you that Halabo Shande Elebasha. If you see me get silent, that's because I'm calling out my address and calling out my account number. Father, I thank you that unexpected blessings is locating Brian Keith Carn Jr. now. I thank you that they're coming from every direction. I thank you, hallelujah, that blessings are locating KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, and KCC Jacksonville. Father, I thank you that every person who is connected to KCC, every person who is under this anointing, every person who is around this mantle, who is under this matron, who is under this mantle, hey, I thank you today. I thank you. Hey, 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 Bashata, I thank you that blessings are locating me now. I command blessings to locate me. I command blessings from Africa. Father, I call in money in dollars. I call in money in pounds. Father, I called it in the other day, and I just got a card in the mail with a whole bunch of pounds. Be it unto me. I thank you that money's coming in pounds. Money's coming in euros. Money's coming in dollars. Money's coming in stocks. Money's coming in cars, in investments. I thank you for blessings locating me now. I thank you that blessings are locating my pocketbook. Blessings are locating my wallet. I thank you that blessings are locating my children. Blessings are locating my family. I command blessings to locate me now. Find me now. Find me now. Come to me now. Locate me. Hey, from wherever you are. Mula, Mula Masha. Yemendeleme. Limandolo Bokoba. Likalabashata. Shatanarama. Yembibibiasoya. Robolobokundi kikandalabasha. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and call on the name of the Lord and command the blessing to locate you. Command the blessing to find you. Command the blessing to run you down. Command the blessing to run down your son, Justin, to run down your son, Michael, to run down your son, Jesse. Command the blessing to run down your daughter, Brittany. Command the blessing to run down your daughter, hallelujah, Mikhail. Father, I command blessing to locate me from every which way, from unexpected places, unexpected places. Father, I thank you that money shall be coming from the IRS. I thank you that money is coming from the government. I thank you that money is coming in the mail. I thank you that money is coming from bill collectors. I thank you that money is coming, hey, from places that we owe, but they will send us money back saying that they owe us. I decree it. I declare it. I command that money to locate us. Lift your voice. Command blessings to come. You have what you say. Death and life. Yeah. In the power of your tongue. Call them in. Oh, Babasha. Yeah, Babashata. Landele mekotaya. Likandala malamanzo. Rogologo kutande. Yembendele mandiri manduro mondiri mindiri deanza. I command blessings to locate my wife, locate my husband, locate my family, locate my marriage, locate my wedding, locate this ministry. I thank you that blessings are coming in from every direction. I thank you that favor is coming in from every direction in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and praise him. I said, open your mouth and begin to bless him. Open your mouth and begin to glorify him. Hey, harabashatalamandolobokoba. I said, begin to glorify him. Right where you at, begin to exalt him. Begin to give him the praise. Begin to thank him in advance. Thank him for loving you. Thank him. Hey, that God is the greatest power. And because he is the greatest power, thank him that you will never be defeated. Thank him that you are more than a conqueror. Thank him. How many Osiah? Thank him that nothing formed against you will be able to prosper. Thank him for the breakthrough that is right around the corner. Thank him for the breakthrough that's going to meet you in your mailbox in the morning. Thank him for the contract. Thank him for the increase. Thank him for the release. Thank him that the month of November will be a month where blessing will locate you on Monday. They will locate you on Tuesday. They will locate you on Friday. They will locate you on Thursday. Hey, 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 Sheba, ho, mi kandelimi. You better bless him. You better give him glory. Give him glory. Give him honor. Thank him and exalt him in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You that in Charlotte, make your way to Bible study tonight. Get off your little lazy hips and make it to church. You that are in Houston, we got church tomorrow night. Tell everybody you know Houston. God's going to do something special in Houston tomorrow night. If you are anywhere near Houston, Texas, come to Houston tomorrow. God got something powerful in Houston, Texas going on tomorrow night. Thursday and Friday, I'll be in Mobile, Alabama. 705 Telegraph Road. Proverbs Buchanan say God is concerned about your personal situation. And everybody knows where everybody goes when they need a miracle from the Lord. If you're anywhere near Mobile, Horarabasha, if you're anywhere near Houston, if you're anywhere near Charlotte, you need to make it tonight to Charlotte, make it tomorrow night to Houston, and make it Thursday and Friday in Mobile, Alabama. Come by car, by plane. I'm pushing this because God is up to something good. Go to the website, briancarn.com. Give us your testimony. Let us know the things that God is doing and the breakthrough that's happening already. We're getting breakthroughs already from this prayer call. Come on. Send in your testimony. We need to see them. We need to hear them. People need to know the power of prayer. Are you listening to me? You are commanding blessings to locate you from unexpected places. Are you hearing me? Every door that has been opened through your ignorance is being shut today. I said every door that was opened through your rebellion was shut today. Sometimes you got to go repent. Sometimes you got to go tell the person, I'm sorry. I did something I wasn't supposed to do. I listened to a conversation I shouldn't have listened to. I talked about things that I was not authorized to talk about. I'm just trying to tell you doors that come open in your life that you don't know is open through your rebellion. I know a woman who men was always hitting on her. And the reason men was always hitting on her is that her husband had opened the door for men to hit on her because he was flirting with other women. And so that opened the door. I'm just trying to show you ways that doors get open. And you sitting up there, you mean well, but just because you mean well don't mean you're right. Everything got to be vetted in the spirit. Just think about it in the natural. How much security do you have to go to the White House? How much security do you have to go through to get on a plane? How much clearance do you need to be able to sit down with the president? Well, it's the same thing in the spirit realm. There are rules of engagement. There are legalities and technicalities, and you have to understand them. And when you don't understand them, and I just felt led to give that example that I gave about conversation, because conversation can hinder you, and it can cause you to say things and get in things that you have no business getting to because you're not authorized to talk about it. I have a wonderful two pastor, Pastor Kelly, Pastor Butler, even Pastor Brian, that whenever a situation comes up, hallelujah, they'll say, uh-oh, that's above my anointing. Uh-oh, I shouldn't be talking to you about that. That's something you should talk to the pastor about. That's something that he should be giving you counsel on. All right? You got to know that you just understand. Anyway, there's some big things about to happen, and I'm excited about what's getting ready to happen in your life. January the 1st. That's right. January the 1st, we're meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. And what we're meeting for, watch night service. We're meeting and God's going to visit us and the power of God is going to show be our shakanda. The power of God is going to show up and he's going to manifest himself in a very powerful way. I've challenged 500 people on January the 1st to sow a seed of $500. It cannot be less than that. It cannot be less than that. There has to be 500 people who are going to sow a $500 seed, and all 500 of you will receive the word of the Lord for your life for the year of 2022, month by month. I will take the time and work for you in the Holy Ghost and give you the word of God and let you know what heaven's perspective is for your life for the year of 2022. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. There are 500 of you on this call that the Holy Ghost is challenging you to sow a $500 seed on January the 1st. That is the day. Do not miss it under no circumstance. Mikande, 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 Mikande be kekandala kikala. I am excited about your future and about what God is getting ready to do in your life. Well, I'm headed to Bible study here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and excited about the word that God has given me to preach to his people. I am elated. So get to church, you in North Carolina. Don't care where you're at. My God, if you're in Rock Hill, hallelujah. If you're in, I don't know where you at, praise God, Kannapolis, Gastonia, wherever you at, make your way tonight to Charlotte, North Carolina, to receive what God has for you in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight for our Bible study. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And I'm excited about the blessings that are getting ready to locate you, the favor that is getting ready to run you down, and the doors that are being shut, and the wisdom that's coming unto you to operate in the favor that God is destined for your life. You are blessed. I'll see some of you shortly, but if I don't see you tonight, I'll hear you in the morning at 6 a.m.
You are blessed. More grace.